Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Mary Neal Cox. And I have a couple of charges on my debit card that I did not authorize. And what is the name of your service?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I am a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different companies. So I'm not sure which one could be charging you. We'd have to look up an account and see. Would you like to start with your zip code, please?
39837.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please. Mary Cox.
Mary Cox.
Thank you. Could you verify your first, well, your address? I'm sorry.
460 Thompson Town Road, Cockwood, Georgia.
Thank you. It will take just a moment for the computer to load. It's coming. It's just moving really slow. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Yes, Sam. It does look like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer. I do see it looks like they charged you $7.95 for the entry into the sweepstakes. It was a free welcoming gift. The entry was a free welcoming entry as a gift that get for the consumer shopping membership for $56.95. It gets you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store.
Okay, well, I want to deny those charges. I understood that it didn't go through. So I'm denying the charges on my account, and I do not want to do this. No.
Okay, with the $7.95, there's nothing I can do with that charge. They only allow me to do anything with that charge when it's same day. Off the $56.95, I can do a 35% refund.
No, understand, ma'am. I'm denying it at the bank. It will not process through my bank.
It already processed to us, so we've already been paid.
But this is a scam, and I know it's a scam.
Okay, so you've already disputed the charge, ma'am?
I'm disputing the charge, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Since the charge is...
I've already talked to my bank about the first one, and it took days for it to even charge or come through, and it's been denied. And the 56 just is pending today, and it will be denied.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Since they have been disputed, how can I help you?
I do not want to have them charged in my account. I will not pay them.
Yes, ma'am, but you disputed the charge, and when there's an active dispute, we cannot issue a refund. So since the charges have been disputed, you have to go with the bank or credit card.
Listen to me, ma'am. It will not be charged to my debit card. I am not allowing it to be charged.
Ma'am, we have already been paid. We were paid back on the 6th and the 2nd. So we've already got our money is what I was trying to explain. But once there's a dispute, our account is frozen. You would need to contact the bank or credit card company.
Yeah, the bank is denying it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you would need to contact them. But once it's disputed, I can't issue any kind of refund. Your account is frozen.
This is crazy. This is why innocent people like me get screwed by people like you who are scammed.
Ma'am,